Answer me this. What's your type? Maybe this is better. What is your brand? Do you know the difference? We're going to find out the difference between type and brand on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. How are you? So glad that you're here today. Yeah, I get that question all the time. What's my type? And, you know, I have a lot to say about that, and we're going to cover that topic on today's episode. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to welcome you to the podcast video of Casting Actors Cast. We've been doing this podcast for a couple of years now, and the podcast is growing in a great big way. So I couldn't be more grateful to you. You know, you can find out more information if you go to the website, castingactorscast.com, or you can write me an email if you want a question answered by me. I'm happy to do that. I get questions all the time, and that's what I love about this particular podcast, because I'm here to answer your questions. I am providing the best content I know about what it is to being a professional actor. Maybe you're a student, maybe you're a young student, maybe you're thinking about going into acting as a career choice. Well, then you've come to the right place. But the email address is castingactorscast@gmail.com. Also, something kind of cool is happening is if you go to the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com, and then you fill out that form called Dive Into the Talent Pool. Okay, it's a little punny. Come on. If you do that, that's going to open up some other options for you. For example, there's some downloadable PDFs corresponding to some previous podcast episodes that I think might be really valuable for you. Also, you get a free book. If you want a book on doing voice acting, it's called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. That's also free. And then finally, there is a special private video that I did on the casting director's secrets that they don't want you to know, but I'm going to tell you. So, Casting Director Secrets is a private video all about the secrets that casting does not want actors to know, but guess what? I'm going to tell you. Again, all you need to do is go to the website and fill out that form. It just gives me your name and your email address. Thanks for that. Also, finally, I get to talk to you about my good friends at Actors Connection. ActorsConnection.com. You know, they are doing so many cool online things. I just want to talk about how great this organization is. Actually, from professionals in the industry, you will learn things about auditioning, about acting, scene study, film and television acting, voiceover work. I mean, it's just an incredible array, of really good subjects. All you need to do is check them out at actorsconnection.com. Thanks to them for posting and promoting my videos. And in return, I talk about how cool Actors Connection is because I really mean it. All right, let's hit the subject now, shall we? Type or brand? I like this subject a lot. But first, I think it's important that we distinguish what is the difference between the type and brand. So there are lots of things I need you to know, but let's cover type first. Please understand this. Type is actually a category created by others to help you become identifiable as an actor. That makes sense? It's really what others think in terms of what they're looking for. And that could be from casting, that could be in writing. There's all kinds of ways in which finding out the type is put out there. And it is really a category that is a creation. But the important thing about that is it's a creation by somebody else to help you become more identifiable, as I said. So let's talk about the origin of that word type. You know, it's really out of a studio system of the 1940s and 1950s, when at that time, someone who was sort of a glorified secretary, now, of course, we would say administrative assistant, but then it was called secretary. This glorified secretary would have a card file box of all of the talent in the studio system. So there would be all of these separate categories that would be set up. For example, you had a category in the card file system would have the leading man who was extremely handsome. So that would be, okay, here's our leading men box. And then the next box would be the leading woman box. And then next to that would be the dumb blonde box. I know, it's kind of offensive, right? But then there would be the next box would be the fat, funny character man. And then the next box, well, you know where I'm going with this. Each of those boxes were categories of the studio talent. And so when a new project became, you know, a green lit was underway, then the glorified secretary, the administrative assistant, who is now a casting director, would pull a category from each of those boxes depending upon what the script was calling for. In a way, those categories were very much interchangeable because of who was the most popular in the studio system, who was the funniest, who had a higher views in terms of audiences going to watch those actors at the theater. So all of those, all of that information became something of a category. That was type. Now, isn't it amazing? Now, here we are, you know, all of these years later, 50, 60, 70 years later. And what's amazing to me is the potential damage that was and is caused by that same thought process of the studio system. Why is it damaging? Well, first of all, understand that it limits your options. If you put yourself into a category and you fit into a niche, then how is new material being cast? Because you know what? Writers are writing new material. And that new material does not necessarily write in cliche. And so if you are staying with what's the trend currently happening in the industry, then you are going to know that many, many times those cliches just don't fit anymore. So think in terms of new material. What's the outcome of that, of thinking in terms of type? Because I still hear actors saying, Jeff, what's my type? And you know, I just hate the word. I try not to use it ever if I can. Because here's why. What happens if you don't fit into any of those categories? What if you aren't a cliche? The actor is then struggling. I'm not sure where I belong because, I mean, I hear this all the time. I'm in musical theater. How do I transition into film and television? What's my type for film and television? Well, I think that's the wrong question. And where you belong, you know, it's much more about how you approach your own definition. And that brings me to brand. Brand is different than type in a lot of different ways. For example, you need to think, in my opinion, you need to think in terms of what others think of you. In other words, what is the impression given off by you from others? Okay, I'm saying this in a very strange, weird way, but if you were to ask, you know, a handful of people, let's just say 5 or 6 people that know you in various ways. I mean, it could be family members, it could be relatively new acquaintances, it could be people in your class, whatever. And in fact, if you're in college right now, if you're at a university setting, this would be a great beginning acting exercise that you might want to suggest to the teacher. First of all, ask the teacher to listen to this podcast, this patio. But then here's the assignment. I would love for you to ask those people in your circle, give me 3 adjectives that you think best describe me. So what would be the top 3 adjectives that best describe you? So somebody might write, oh, you're very smart. You're very friendly. You might get some like you're moody, you're deep, you're quiet, you're introspective, you're dot, 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 fill in the blank. And now, if those people are being honest with you, and I hope that they would be, then take those adjectives from all of those different sources in varying degrees of how they know you and write those down. Now, if you start seeing people are saying the same thing about you, it's pretty much assured that you are being perceived by others. So do you like those perceptions? So what works for your personality? What works for your personality are those words that others have ascribed, ooh, good word, to you. And that's the impression you are giving to others. So here's the thing. How is that helpful? Well, that's your brand. Your brand is how you are being perceived by others. Now, you can see the difference now. Something like type is something that is put on you, where brand is something you have control over. Because you have control over whether you're coming across as cold or introspective. If those are those adjectives that you're given, that doesn't make you a bad actor. You may say, you know what? That's true. That is how I come across. So how is that going to help me as an actor? Well, you know what? Those adjectives are now marketing gold. Think about it. When you get your pictures done, when you get your headshots done, professional headshots for actors really have to make a statement about who you are. And now you know. Now you have that information. That can also be reflected on your resume. A professional actor resume listing the kinds of roles that you've played. Does that match and fit in to that brand? And in fact, you know, I have to say this, all materials that you use for marketing yourself, even the way that you correspond to other people, every element of your personality in terms of how you are being perceived can be really infused in all of those areas, including your marketing material. What does that really mean for the outcome if you look at the difference between type and brand? Your brand puts you in control of those choices. In one sense, you're in control if you are aware of how you are being perceived by others. I think that makes sense, right? So you're in control of your choices about who you are and how you want to be perceived. Don't give that power to other people. That's not a good idea. And so that is the fundamental difference between type and brand. And I have said this many times, but it bears repeating. In terms of you having a career as a professional actor, remember that it is your uniqueness that books you the job. Not the fact that you're like anybody else. Not your sameness. Okay, that bears repeating, and I'm going to just repeat it. Your uniqueness books you the job, not your sameness. Okay, I don't know if sameness is a word, but I used it anyway, and so there it is. When you think about your brand, you are actually putting yourself into a unique position to control the narrative of your acting careers. And that includes, for example, that includes the roles you play, how you are being represented, whether it's an agent or a manager, and style and energy and reputation of an agent or a manager, that can also be part of how you are being perceived. And therefore, how you plan the next stages are all better suited for you in terms of brand. Does that make sense? Remember that type is a category, brand is a specific, unique, manageable impression about you as an artist. You know, one of them, and you tell me which one I'm talking about, one of them gives the power to others, the other puts you in control of how others see you and your talent. The first one is type. The second one is brand. Let's just take a look at this for a second in terms of what you have control over and what you need to do now that you have this information. So I really do like the exercise of you going out and really making it a little project for yourself and getting adjectives from people and make sure it's as honest as you can possibly get, because I know people have a tendency to just want to be nice and not really tell you what's going on. And you really need good, solid, truthful information about how you are being perceived. And so give me three adjectives that you think best describe me is a really great way of gaining and getting that information. It can be a class, and like I said, or it can be your parents, although, you know, your parents are going to be very biased. They don't want to hurt feelings, and that's understandable. But still, you can use that and gain really interesting information, because the more you know yourself, the more you are in touch with who you are as a person, the more you understand how your personality comes across, then the better you are to either choose to grow that part of your personality that you like and then sort of not spend as much time or not spend as much energy on those parts that you think are not going to be helpful or useful for you. So those are some thoughts I have about type versus brand. What do you think? Where do you belong? Have you used the term, what's my type? Have you used the term, I need to brand myself? Because one implies an opportunity for you to grow your career as an actor and to have a good understanding about who you are. And then also, I just want to say this, that is always growing and changing too, right? I mean, it's not like you're just this one thing. Given a few years in the business, and you are going to find that maybe those adjectives change a little bit. Maybe you're going from kind of being perceived as somebody who's really, really nice, but then you're getting cast as the axe murderer. That's very exciting. That can be a lot of fun. So thinking in a positive way, thinking in a way that is going to benefit you, of course, is the better choice you can make for yourself. So I would absolutely love to hear from you about this. If you have some additional thoughts, we're going to put that in a future podcast, a future patio. And listen, I would really appreciate it if you're watching me now on YouTube, please consider subscribing. That's the best indication that I have for doing more of these types of videos. If you have questions, please let me know. And I also ask you, please share this podcast or video with a friend. Maybe there's somebody out there who could really benefit from this information. It means a lot to me that you're still out there, that you're still listening, and I really appreciate you tuning in this week to Casting Actors Cast. Thanks so much.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.